You want to get in to enter on the cash machine this afternoon. The total is €40,584.13. That is 40584.13. 40584.13. If you want to get into win, text the word win and only the word win to 57557. Text costs €2.50 plus your standard message rate to play. Over 18s, you're playing across the Go Loud network of radio stations. Terms and conditions are on the website as always at
Too many W's. Then do the job.
That wasn't bad, like. Come on,
man. Who's your daddy? What's he do? Eat the cookie. Eat the cookie. Send a text. When to 57557.
Mexican Arnie. I'm not going to try anymore. Get in by three. Good luck. This is Today FM. Clock strikes upon our... The former Exposé host took to Instagram to announce the news after she revealed her departure on air. I watched the clip of her on the 6 o'clock show last night saying goodbye. I got a name check. It was like the lowest of the low point of my 6 o'clock show tenure. She said it was working with Ray Foley, which I thought was a bit below the belt. I've been gone 2 years now. It's just unnecessary. There you go. She says, I'm finishing up on the 6 o'clock show next week. For a simple reason. Let me call her. Let me confront her with... I can't take this. Let me call my Karen Koster guy.
Do you think she's going to be emotionally ready to take a call on this?
I'm going to confront her on behalf of the nation. I never put in the number. I told you there's something wrong with me today.
Get with the program, man, will you? Or you'll be the next one out of a job.
1 second.
We've seen what happens to Koster.
Are we starting a rumour that she's been sacked, are we?
Is it a rumour?
Let's start one. We'll find out the truth behind the scenes with Karen Koster's shock departure from Virgin Media Television. What really went on?
Here's everything you need to know about Karen Koster's leaving the 6 o'clock show.
Hang on, I'm just
punching in those details.
Oh, sorry about this.
Maybe she's turned the phone off, you know, she just can't take it.
It's just too much.
Yeah.
All these good buttons. Oh, it's ringing. Oh, it's ringing now.
Hello.
Ladies and gentlemen. Sorry, go on.
Hello.
Yeah, go on. Sorry, you were going to say something?
Yeah, I was going to say, this is Ray Foley's Karen Koster guy speaking. How are you?
My Karen Koster guy. It's Karen Koster. You beauty. How are you? Congratulations on the announcement last night. I saw the clip of your announcement on the 6 o'clock show that you're giving up, you're walking away. You're hanging up your glittery outfits. You can't do this to us. You're our Holly.
It's a lot.
You're our Holly Willoughby.
Well, less of the scandals.
With less scandals. Well, that's be said.
Well, I'm getting out now before I'm cancelled, right? You know every skeleton hanging in my closet.
Yeah, there's a lot of...
So I'm just getting out this side of Christmas before it all hits the fan in the new year. You know. I know. Crazy. What have I done? No, it's fine. It's fine.
Jason Derulio's In My Head. This is Today FM. Playing the music you love. So much love coming in for Karen Koster. She's announced she's quitting the 6 o'clock show, Virgin Media Television. She's riding off into the sunset. But I bet she'll be back on doing something else at some stage. She can't keep away from the camera.
When they're doing the whip around with the envelope, will you be asked as a former colleague, won't be donating?
No, absolutely not. No, there's bad blood there. Lisa texted, she said, hey lads, what about, just wishing Karen all the best. She had a nice bit of divilment in her that always made the show watchable, from Lisa. Tell us about being, how old were you at the time when you were working as a manny?
I think I was about 25, so I'd just gotten out of drama school. And it was mad. It was a fun job. I mean, I basically it's the luck of the draw. What kind of families you get. So I looked after, you're looking after teenage girls, 8 to 10 year old boys, and you just pretty much bring them home from school, cooking them food, helping them with homework, and it was a mad job. It was fun. It was absolutely hilarious.
The agency you're working for, they're specifically male nannies, is it?
Yeah. So basically, what you do is Yeah, they just basically, you're a male nanny, they put you up on the website, your photo, and then you basically get chosen to be a nanny. The families will choose which nanny they want. And yeah, I ended up writing a show about it a couple of years later. It's here.
And, well, clearly you were able to use it then for material for the show. Did you have, like, was it like ad hoc? You'd only have, you know, clients or kids for a couple of weeks? Or did you have any long-term sort of minding jobs?
Oh, I would have worked with a couple of families long-term for 4 to 8 months. Yeah.
So I suppose, is there a confidentiality thing there as well then, that you can't put what actually happened into the show, or is stuff inspired, or how does that work?
No, obviously, yeah, there's obviously confidentiality. Like, it was pretty much run-of-the-mill kind of job. It sounds a bit more like salacious than it actually was. But it was just like, I work with nice families, and essentially I wanted to write a show about my experiences as an actor trying to make it. I moved back to Dublin a couple of years ago, and I was unemployed, and I just was, you know, just turned 30, and I was just feeling a lot of rejection, and I kind of wanted to write a show about those themes of rejection, anxiety, living in a big city, and I kind of wanted to tell it through the prism of being a male nanny working for rich single mums. I kind of wanted to bring the audience on that journey through that kind of tunnel, because I think it's a gentler intro. Whereas if I just come up and do a show and go, chapter one, depression, that's very hard.
Kings of Leon, Sex on Fire on Today FM. Play the music you love. Cash Machine. I'm making the call in just a few minutes. We're closing the lines in 3 minutes at 3 o'clock. Reminder of your total, it's €40,584.13.
With Care Plus, changing lives one smile at a time. Start caring with careplus.ie.
Lauren is here, ladies
Hi.
And gentlemen. For Tell Me I'm Wrong.
Do you know, it's so great to see you both in such good form. Hi.
Which one of us is in good form? How dare you? What a scurrilous accusation to make.
God, Lauren's so judgy. She's perfect for this.
Really, like, couldn't have nailed it better. I love this. And I love both of these today.
Let's explain it for anyone who's missed it in the past. This is Tell Me I'm Wrong. Not entirely dissimilar to the concept on Reddit of AITA.
Mm-hmm.
But we're just doing it on the radio.
Yeah.
And we want your emails to jp@todayfm.com for situations where you want us to weigh in and judge on something big in your life.
You want us to tell you that you're right, and we may or may not.
Yeah, well, this is it as well. Yeah, that's the bit is called Tell Me I'm Wrong, but you in fact want us to tell you you're dead right in your position. So send it in to jp@todayfm.com and we'll put it out to the nation, and we'll also arbitrate ourselves. In that case, Lauren, over to you, madam.
Let's go. Okay, so we're coming into one of my favourite times of year.
Oh, Christmas.
Christmas, but also judging people. Christmas.
Right, okay.
So, and lots of emails coming in about Christmas. But I like this one because this is kind of, we're in November now. Most people have kind of decided what they might be doing for Christmas, where they might be spending it. I love this one. Guys, Christmas dinner. I come from a big family. Christmas is always in my parents' house. It's class. I got married 2 years ago, and this year my husband had said we need to do it with his parents. I'm dreading it. It'll be just us and his parents, and they're too far away not to stay over. Christmas is a huge deal in my family, and I can't stand the idea of not doing it with them. A friend of mine suggested doing Christmas separately, but I think we're married. We can't do Christmas apart. Tell me I'm wrong.
This is a sticky one. How long are they married, did you say?
2 years.
Yeah, so they're fresh. They're fresh.
Yeah.
They're honeymooners still, really, in the last 2 years. Did they go to her house last year?
They do it in her house every year.
All right, so they did.
It's class, apparently.
Class, right. So her suggestion that her Christmas in her house is class, we can infer then that Christmas in his parents' house, not so class, as far as she's concerned.
Yeah.
Did she also say that he's an only child, is he?
I don't know, but it'll be just them and his parents. Yeah. So whether, I don't
That's
know.
Class.
Yeah, that, yeah. No. And then also they'll have to stay. It's too far.
So it's an overnight thing as well.
They have to go.
I think, yeah, okay. Well, are we doing what we think now?
Well,
I think we need to work this out.
Okay.
I think in a relationship like that, you have to take turns. You have to share things.
Well, it's crap, JP.
No, but that's not fair on him. Maybe she thinks it's class. Who's to say the guy in this relationship isn't thinking, I'd really love to be spending time with my parents on this special day, and we always go to your house, so why can't we spend it with my folks? I mean, surely it's the give and the take, the push, the pull in any relationship by sharing, right?
Which family is better in your couple, Ray?
Mine, obviously. I'm obligated to say mine. I think, though, when you get married, you have license to go, we're doing it ourselves. Now, that isn't what she wants, obviously. She wants to only go to her folks. But I think you can, like, the middle ground would be, hey, how about we have a wonderful Christmas ourselves at home in our own house as a married couple, and this will be our first one together, and let's make new memories and let's make a new tradition here.
Yeah, and maybe if they're thinking of having kids, they might do that down the line.
But they don't have kids.
But don't we have this obsession in Ireland with, like, oh, we always do this and this is the way we always do it, and we're afraid to change at Christmas? You could have a great time with the in-laws.
Fifty Cent in the club today, FM, playing the music you love. Machine. Oh, Barry's off today, which means I'm making the cash machine call. Good luck. Wishing the very best of luck this afternoon. If you've got your text in since Friday evening and before 3 o'clock, you are in to win. I could be calling you now. Answer within five rings. Give me the exact amount and it's all yours. Let's go.
One ring. Two rings.
Hello.
Three rings. Hello, madam. My name is Ray Foley. I'm calling with the cash machine call this afternoon. Do you have time to talk to me?
Oh, I do indeed, Ray. I do. Go ahead.
That's good to hear. What's your name?
It's Breda.
Breda. And where in the world are you?
I am in Black County, Dublin.
Oh, very good. I've heard of it. And what are you up to today? Anything special? Anything nice?
I'm working. Busy recruiting people.
For what? Not for a life of crime.
For the pharmaceutical sector.
All right. Okay. That's fine. That's fair enough. Okay. So you're in recruitment. And what time are you working till?
About 5:36.
Okay. And have you been listening to the radio for the last number of hours?
I have. I've been entering this competition for a very long time.
Okay. So
this is a nice surprise today.
Well, thousands of euro on the line. Have you considered how you might spend it?
As I'm a little bit older, some of it's going to go into my pension.
Right. That's very sensible.
Other than that, it'll be fun spending it rather than into a pension.
Exactly.
I know that sounds a bit practical, but...
Yeah. I was just about to say, you're being very sensible, but you do need a little bit of fun money as well.
Absolutely.
Well, Breda, I'll hand over to you. If you have the exact total, let me hear it.
Wonderful. So it's 40,584.13.
And it's all yours. Well done.
Brilliant. Oh, fabulous. I'm so delighted you've made my day.
That's lovely to hear. A little bit into the pension and a lot of fun money. We'll do that, will we?
Absolutely, I will.
Enjoy it. Thanks so much for taking the call.
No problem. Thank you.
The winning continues on Today FM's Cash Machine. Listen to the last word at 5 p.m. to hear your new cash amount, and we could be calling you.
Today FM's Cash Machine.
An ugly heart today, FM, playing the music you love. Well done to Breda in Dublin, winning yourself over 40,000 euro on the cash machine and a new total. Mr. Cooper will be on the last word after 4:30 this afternoon. Good luck on that. Today, FM's cash machine. Lauren is still here. We're clapping like tell me I'm wrong. JP at todayfm.com. For your emails, please. What have you got for us, Lauren?
Love it. Guys, I met a girl for a date. It went really well. We had loads of chemistry, so I booked a hotel for our second date in a few weeks' time. She lives on the other side of the country. Listen, Ray, we're not judging yet.
Okay, well, at what point do I weigh in on my job?
So I'll tell you when to weigh in.
They're booking a hotel for the second date.
Yeah, it went really well. Great chemistry.
Machi-machi.
No, but wait, she lives on the other side of the country, so that's why there's a gap between dates and possibly the hotel booking, okay?
Wowzers.
We both came up with the idea for the hotel. It wasn't just my idea. But I was the one who made the booking, so I paid for it. Initially, she offered to revolute me half the money a couple of times, but I said no thanks because I was trying to be romantic and she seemed to appreciate that. A week or two has passed and now I'm concerned that if we don't hit it off on the second date, I might never see her again and we'll be left footing the hotel bill myself.
So if you don't hit it off, you're not sleeping together and you're lumping the price of the bill.
Or if you sleep together and it's not
it
great.
Work. It's not great, okay.
However, it's been a couple of weeks since she made the offer.
This lad has a spreadsheet. This is all I'm saying.
However, it's been a couple of weeks since she made the offer, so I feel I look bad if I ask for half the money now. Tell me I'm wrong.
You're wrong, son. You're wrong.
You think the ship has sailed. That Revolut ship has sailed.
I think you may have missed the window. But so, let's go back to booking the hotel on the second date, will we?
I love the idea that he would, like weeks later, go back to that one text that she sent where she said, I'll Revolut you the money.
Reply to
and
it.
Then just specifically reply to that one. Go.
Oh, sorry, did I not reply to him?
Patrick is straight in on 0874 100 102 and says, cheapskate. Immediately.
0874 100 102. Is he wrong? We'll find out. We'll put it to the nation. 0874 100 102. And we'll play you too next.
Ray Foley.
Stay on Today FM.
Ray Foley. It's Ray Foley. Playing the music you love all afternoon on Today FM.
Kids, here we go. McVitie's have been baking biscuits since 1839. It's the true original biscuit brand. Whether it's a chocolate digestive, a hobnob, or a rich tea, McVitie's biscuits are the perfect choice for your biscuit break. We have a biscuit break for you. A lovely break in Dublin for two. Oh, yeah. If that gentleman that sent us that email earlier on, actually, the tight gentleman who's concerned about spending money on a hotel room, we have a hotel break for free to give away.
Wow, cool.
For free in Dublin. At the Devlin Hotel, two nights stay for with breakfast for two at the Devlin, plus a hamper packed full of McVitie's goodies for you as well.
Yeah, I know, right?
€100 press up voucher.
That's 50 euro each.
You oversplit.
We're going
that.
Halves.
You,
50
you
euro.
Split that. Price. Sorry, yeah. And a three course evening meal, which again, it's all covered.
You get one and a half meals each.
It's all covered. If you want to get in to win, so McVitie's are the true original biscuit brand. Tell us if this song is the true original or a cover. A copy. A fake, a fraud.
Right.
Have a listen. This is the song.
Oh, yes. We haven't had a night away since before the three-year-old was born.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
So yeah.
3 years or more since you've been away.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
God.
Without any kids, we haven't had any night away without any kids.
And hang on, how old is if so you have a 15-year-old? What's his name?
Daniel.
Would Daniel not hold the fort down for you while you're away? I suppose 15's a
young. I don't know,
with
a 3-year-old, yeah. And she's a fairly feisty 3-year-old.
Yeah, be a good house party though.
I know, that's the thing.
Very worried. Come here, have a listen again. Here we go. La 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 la. Samantha, is that the true original? Tell us.
It sounds like the original, but I think it's just because somebody else is singing it. I said cover.
It's a cover. Well done. That is not the true original. McVitie's are the true original. Kylie's the true original. That's just an old cover. But here, you're right. We have a lovely, relaxing biscuit break in Dublin for you. Two nights with breakfast for two at the Devlin Hotel. A hamper packed full of McVitie's waiting for you in your room. Now, that is a dirty weekend away, if ever I heard one. And, like, when you've got chocolate digestives, breadcrumbs in the bed.
Oh, yeah.
You know it's been a good weekend away. And
oh, definitely. No 3-year-old in between.
We've got €100 press up voucher and a 3-course evening meal for you as well. Well done, Samantha.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Listen, thanks for taking the call and go and pick up the. Well, you picked up the two older ones. See, the other
and
two
Ray.
Older. What?
Ray, before I go,
what?
I love the show.
Hey! Cheers, Samantha. Enjoy the break.
Thank you so much. Cheers,
Jax Jones and M&EK, where'd you go? This is Today FM, playing the music you love. I just got some great news.
What's that?
In my earpiece from the gallery.
Word from on high, yeah?
Matt Cooper's on the way next.
Oh, that is good news.
The nation breathes a sigh of relief. So much we didn't get to do on the show today, though.
No.
We didn't get to do Costa del Sol, where Karen Costa reveals that she's set to retire to the Costa del Sol in Spain once she sensationally quits, the 6 o'clock show next week. We didn't get to do the Costa Living Crisis, where Karen Costa tells us she's set to front a hard-hitting documentary on the cost of living crisis in
the Costa Living Crisis.
And we didn't get to do Costa Coffee, where Karen Costa tells us she's taking on Costa Coffee with her own range of cafes called Costa Coffee. Maybe we can do that tomorrow. Matt's next. Enjoy the last word. Enjoy your evening. We'll talk to you tomorrow at 2 p.m. Ray Foley. With Kate.